This is another poem written on Martha's Vineyard. Shortly after the World Trade Center calamity, after the George Bush calamity of deciding to go to war. Interesting to look back on this poem. Through all the years of calamity, the calamity was still experiencing. This is called Crescent Moon. As Elvis Costello baptizes the radiant morning, blaring with the South Road sun. Oh, by the way, South Road is a road on Martha's Vineyard. I'll start again. Crescent Moon. As Elvis Costello baptizes the radiant morning, blaring with the South Road sun, my SUV windows up against the Yukon wind, the oil of an Arabian child's blood whistling this empire's chromed wheels glory forward. I see her dancing, dancing. A pining child with her pockets full of daddy's jelly beans. Dancing. A ragamuffin's dreams of flour for 1,000 loaves of bread. A pine tree. Dancing. Jiggling every pine tree needle of her Christmas joy. And if it's only a mix of Caribbean hot currents and Arctic winter blow, then why aren't the other trees dancing? Stamping their roots to my English rocker, Elvis Costello, as our two countries throttle, as our two countries throttle through bombs and blood and casual facts, weapons of mass destruction. Why does so much else sleep while this child of wood whiskies across my wrinkling face, dancing as if she'll never feel the acts? I'm going to go back over that one more time. This was about just the last two stanzas, because there was a rhyme that I missed then. I actually was driving down South Road in Martha's Vineyard, and I saw this one pine tree, little Christmas tree, maybe 6-7 feet tall, just wiggling and dancing. And this is what arrived. Anyway, I'm going to go to the last two stanzas again. And if it's only a mix of Caribbean hot currents and Arctic winter blow, then why aren't the other trees dancing, stamping their roots to my English rocker as our two countries throttle through bombs and blood and casual facts? Why does so much else sleep while this child of wood whiskies across my wrinkling face, dancing as if she'll never feel the axe? I wonder how many children have now died in Iraq and Afghanistan because of casual facts and the ambition of Bush and now Obama to be winning war presidents. It's interesting how I think poetry, as benign and small as it seems to be, drives one, whether one wants it or not, toward actively being against war, forcing one to take action, just small words. Mightier than the sword in the end, because the sword ultimately fails, as it's going to fail in the Middle East, I'm sure.